President Lorenzo, on the opening session of the Central Committee ruling party this Thursday, accuses UNITA to promoting demonstrations and instigating street riots all over Angola, accusing the opposition party to take responsibility for the spread of COVID-19 pandemic. It's important that the president threatened to return to the state of emergency if this kind of demonstrations continue alongside the COVID-19 pandemic.
The activists are saying that some of the protesters are still missing. Did the president address that?
Not at all. The president doesn't refer to the demonstrators, which are still in jail under trial, around 100. The only thing that the president refers is regret on journalists which have been arrested. This is the only point. He doesn't say anything about the people around 100 who are still in jail under trial. But we must take note that the next Friday, it ends the 5-day limit period for the summary judgment according to the law. So we will see what happens.
The main opposition, UNITA, did they respond to the president's speech?
Yes. Mr. Adalberto Costa Jr., current president of UNITA, are saying that the speech of the president accusing his opposition party of the responsibility on the demonstrations are still wrong because the demonstration has been promoted by civil society activists. The only thing he added that UNITA have to say is the party are still supporting, as usual, this kind of initiatives, because these initiatives are to, from the demand of local elections against unemployment and to promote human rights. Mr. Adalberto are saying that his party will continue the trying to have a direct dialogue with the ruling party MPLA.